Chapter 27. The next morning, Mrs. Jennings attempted to comfort Marianne by bringing her a letter from her mother. But the letter, when Marianne was calm enough to read it, brought her no comfort at all. Her mother was still confident of her engagement and expressed her affection for Willoughby and her conviction of their future happiness together. Marianne wept through the whole of it. After breakfast, Mrs. Jennings left the house, and Eleanor began writing a letter to her mother to tell her the bad news. Suddenly, there was a rap at the door. "Who can this be so early?" cried Eleanor. Marianne moved to the window. "It is Colonel Brandon," she said with vexation. "We are never safe from him." Not for the first time, Eleanor felt annoyed at her sister's unkindness towards Colonel Brandon, but she said nothing and went to welcome him, while Marianne stayed in her room. "I met Mrs. Jennings in town," said Colonel Brandon. "I have heard the news about Mr. Willoughby's future marriage to Miss Grey. Your sister's sufferings must be severe." "They are indeed," replied Eleanor. "I can only hope they may be relatively short." "I was hoping to find you here alone," he continued. "Although I cannot provide any comfort, I have information which may give some lasting conviction to your sister's mind." "You have something to tell me about Mr. Willoughby?" inquired Eleanor. "Please, let me hear it." "You have probably forgotten a conversation we had one evening at a dance at Barton Park, in which I alluded to a lady I once knew, who resembled Marianne." "Indeed, I have not forgotten it," answered Eleanor. "This lady was an orphan, under the guardianship of my father. Our ages were almost the same, and from our earliest years we were friends. I cannot remember the time when I did not love Eliza, and I believe that she loved me just as much as your sister loved Mr. Willoughby. But at the age of 17, she was forced to marry my brother. My brother did not deserve her. He did not even love her. She lived for some time in this situation, but she was miserable, and so we planned to elope together to Scotland. Unfortunately, we were betrayed by the treachery or folly of my cousin's servant, and when my father heard the prospect of a very respectable establishment in life." "Me, brother? What do you mean?" "He likes you. I observed him closely, and I am convinced of it. He may like me, but I am very sure Colonel Brandon has not the slightest wish of marrying me," Eleanor responded. "You are mistaken, Eleanor. Perhaps at present he may be undecided, and because of the smallness of your fortune, his friends may advise him against it, but there can be no reason why you should not try for him. There is no prior attachment on your side. Colonel Brandon must be the man. Your engagement would be most welcome to all parties. All your friends are anxious to see you settled, Fanny in particular, and her mother too." Eleanor did not answer this. "It would be a fine thing if Fanny should have a brother, and I a sister settling at the same time," he added. "Is Mr. Edward Ferrars to be married?" asked Eleanor. "It is not actually settled, but he has a most excellent mother. Mrs. Ferrars has decided that his future wife should be the Honourable Miss Morton, the daughter of the late Lord Morton. She has inherited a fortune of £30,000. Eleanor said nothing, since she was resolved to keep Edward's engagement to Lucy Steele a secret. Chapter 30. Shortly after their arrival in London, John Dashwood and his wife were introduced to the Middletons. Fanny Dashwood and Lady Middleton both possessed a cold-hearted selfishness, as well as a general ignorance, which made them ideal companions, though Miss Jennings was much less pleased with Mrs. John Dashwood, who she considered proud and rude to her sisters. At around the same time, the Miss Steeles had arrived in town, and Edward also, though Lucy Steele was unable to see Edward for fear of giving their secret away. Edward called on the Miss Dashwoods twice, but both times they were out of the house. Eleanor was pleased that he had called, and still more pleased that she had missed him. John and Fanny Dashwood were so delighted with the Middletons that they decided to invite them to dinner, together with the Miss Dashwoods and the Miss Steeles. Mrs. Ferrars was also to be there, but Eleanor learnt that Edward would not be present. "Pity me, Miss Dashwood," said Lucy to Eleanor before they entered the room. "Only you can know how nervous I am. In a moment I shall meet the woman who is to be my mother." Eleanor knew that Mrs. Ferrars had other plans, but said nothing. Mrs. Ferrars was a small, thin woman with a very serious manner. She was a woman of few words, and did not speak once to Eleanor, whom she eyed with the spirited determination of disliking her. By contrast, both Mrs. Ferrars and Fanny Dashwood were gracious and friendly towards the Miss Steeles. Eleanor was amused at the irony of this situation. Had they known as much as she did, they would not have been so well disposed towards Lucy. After a very grand dinner, John Dashwood showed Colonel Brandon some paintings by Eleanor. "These are done by my eldest sister," he said, "and you, as a man of taste, will no doubt be pleased with them." Colonel Brandon admired them warmly, which excited the curiosity of the others present.